Bible Study, Fellowship, Part 2. The Danger of Unequally Yoked Friendships. Introduction. As Christians, we are called to live separate from the world, not in arrogance, but in holiness. The Bible says, "Come out from among them and be separate." 2 Corinthians 6:17. That means we can't keep close company with people who don't live for God, because sooner or later, influence changes direction. And usually, the world pulls the believer down faster than the believer can pull the world up. The story of Balaam and Balak is a perfect warning about this. Balaam began as a man who heard from God, but when he started entertaining and spending time around King Balak, a man who wanted to curse God's people, Balaam's heart slowly drifted away from righteousness. His downfall began not with a curse, but with compromise. Number 1. Right company protects your calling. Scripture. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. 1 Corinthians 15:33. At first, Balaam refused Balak's offer. In Numbers 22, Balak sent messengers with money, asking Balaam to curse Israel. Balaam replied, "Even if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord." Numbers chapter 22, verse 18. That sounded righteous, but instead of sending them away for good, Balaam kept them around and said, "Stay here tonight, and I will see what else the Lord says." Verse 19. Lesson. Sometimes we don't fall because of one big sin. We fall because we linger in the wrong presence too long. Balaam kept entertaining voices that didn't belong in his life. Eventually, he allowed greed and friendship with the world to shift his heart away from obedience. When we keep close company with people who don't walk with God, we begin to tolerate things we once said we'd never do. Number 2, wrong environments. Open the door to temptation. Balak couldn't get Balaam to curse Israel, so Balaam eventually gave him a wicked idea. He said, "You can't curse them, but I'll tell you how they can curse themselves." Numbers chapter 31, verse 16, and Revelation 2 and 14. He advised Balak to throw a party and invite Israel. At that party, there was alcohol, strong drink, and sexual temptation. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 through 3 says, Israel began to commit immorality and worship false gods. That party became their downfall. Lesson. This is why Christians should never be comfortable in worldly environments. Bars, drunken parties, ungodly celebrations, because the enemy uses those settings to dull your spirit. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion." You can't be vigilant when you're under the influence. When you're not sober-minded, Satan doesn't need to fight your body. He attacks your mind first because that's the control center of your spirit. Proverbs 23 and 33 says, "Your eyes will see strange women, and your heart will utter perverse things." Alcohol opens the door to things you'd never consider sober: flirtation, lust, or spiritual compromise. Some say, "It's okay to go, just don't participate." But that contradicts Scripture. "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Ephesians 5 and 11. Just being there means you've stepped into an atmosphere that doesn't honor God. Number 3 is influence is contagious. It's easier to be pulled down than to pull someone up. Let's use a simple analogy. Imagine a person standing on a table and another on the floor. Who has the easier job? Pulling the person down or lifting them up? It's always easier to pull down. That's what Balaam's relationship with Balak looked like. Compromise pulled him down. Now let's use a real-life analogy with a Christian couple named Isaiah and Carolina. Option 1, the wrong choice. Isaiah and Carolina are engaged and trying to live holy before marriage. But they have a worldly couple who keeps inviting them to parties, bars, and hangouts where drinking, flirting, and cursing are common. At first, Isaiah and Carolina say, "We'll just go for a little while. We won't drink or dance." But after being around that atmosphere, the music, the jokes, and the temptation begin to wear on them. Eventually, they start to feel comfortable, and what once convicted them doesn't bother them anymore. Now their prayers feel distant, their convictions weaker, and their desire for holiness fades. That's exactly what happened to Balaam. He started off strong but ended destroyed, dying with the very people he once said he wouldn't curse. Numbers chapter 31, verse 8. When you walk with the wrong crowd long enough, you'll die with them spiritually. Option 2. The right choice. Now imagine if Isaiah and Carolina handled it differently. When their worldly friends invite them out, they say kindly, "We love you, but we're trying to live right before God. Let's grab lunch or hang out somewhere wholesome instead." They stay home that night, maybe watch a sermon together, pray, and thank God for helping them resist temptation. A few days later, that same worldly couple goes out, drinks too much, and ends up in drama. But Isaiah and Carolina are safe, sober, and blessed. Later, those same friends notice the peace and joy Isaiah and Carolina have and say, "We want what you two have." Their holiness becomes a testimony. Lesson: when you stay set apart, you don't lose friends, you gain influence. God uses your lifestyle to draw others to Him. The Bible says, "Friendship with the world is enmity with God," James 4 and 4. You can't hold hands with God and dance with the world at the same time. That's what Balaam tried to do, but in the end, he was killed alongside the enemies of God. Numbers chapter 31, verse 8. Conclusion: separate to live holy. The story of Balaam and Balak teaches that association determines direction. Balaam started as a man who heard God's voice but ended up destroyed because he stayed around people who didn't respect God's word. As apostolic believers, we must guard our environment, our friendships, and our influence. We're called to be the light of the world, not to blend in with its darkness. When you stay in the wrong company, your flame dims, but when you walk with those who walk in truth, your fire burns brighter. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, NKJV. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Choose your friends carefully. Stay sober, stay holy, and remember, it's better to stand alone with God than to sit comfortably with compromise.